They're people that manipulate and control.
Aww.
And they just they're just not good friends to have. But he hangs on to them because he feels that's important.
Yeah. So he
and
must,
I get that, but
so he would love Facebook.
Oh yeah. No, that's technology. No.
No.
You know how Big Fatty says he doesn't know anything about a technology? Uh-huh. This guy really doesn't.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
People that manipulate and control.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1323 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of February, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all, we're heading over to Spot and Big Fatty, and y'all, I've got a list, Big Fatty! Hello, ticklers, Big Fatty, I know what that means, but only you and I know. Hi, everyone, I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. It is true, you are ticklers today, because Big Fatty and Poodle, we've both got a little tickle in our throat. Big Fatty, that's not good. And so, y'all, I've got a little Theraflu here in a mug as a hot beverage. So, one moment, please. So I'm going to drink that during the little show today, and hopefully the throat will be okay as we go through. Y'all had the sweetest note from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob down there in the future, saying that the two I say Tuesday, our little show, that I sounded a little rough, and that he really appreciated the commitment that I've made. Y'all, I've thrown it away, but anyway, I thought that was just really sweet of him to take the time to do that. And you know, y'all, if Big Fatty is anything, it is someone that should be committed. Big Fatty! And anyway, y'all, first day back in the coal mine. In a week, because, you know, I left last Wednesday morning. One moment, please. I'm sure that phrase is trademarked. Yes, Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. But anyway, went back to the coal mine. Y'all, I had so many e-letters to get through today. I mean, granted, a lot of it was, that junky e-letters. It was the junk e-letters. So, it was easy to get through all those. But, y'all, there were quite a few things that I had to actually do something with. And then a... ooh, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is a beef roast. Y'all, I cooked me a beef roast on Monday night so I'd have something to eat for my lunch on Tuesday. And y'all, I love a beef roast in the slow cooker. And y'all, you know, I take an onion and I slice up that onion and I put it in the bottom of the beef of the slow cooker, and then I put the beef roast in on top of it. But y'all, I use that to, I don't remember exactly who it was. I want to say is that PDX Michael. But I may be wrong. Down there in the Louisiana sent me the Balls Cajun seasoning. Big Fatty, we don't need your balls to be seasoned. No, that's the name of it. But y'all, it's a wonderful seasoning. And y'all, I put that on there, and it's just delicious. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I run out of this stuff. I'm more than halfway done with it. So anyway, but y'all, it's I cooked that, and y'all, then I took that beef roast out. After it cooked for 10 hours overnight, I took that beef roast out, and I put it, put some on my plate and put the rest in a Tupperware container.
And, y'all, then I opened a can of a couple of cans of the French style green beans, and y'all, I just drained them and I put them into that natural beef juice and those onions and that's that Cajun seasoning, and y'all, they're in the crock pot. They've been in the crock pot all afternoon, and y'all, as soon as I finish with this, I am going to have me a big old plate of those good old green beans with that good seasoning and juices and all on it. Beh, honey, that sounds good. Make me a plate too. So anyway, y'all, got the old phone bill. Yep, that's right. Got the old phone bill. And, you know, y'all, do you check your phone bills? Because if you don't, you need to do that. Because, you know, y'all, they'll slide something in on you every now and then. You got to keep them. You got to keep them. You got to keep the evil eye. The evil eye. You got to keep the evil eye on the, on the utilities and the bill collectors. Make sure they're not, old Vader. Old Vader came in my office today, and he had, on his trip to, the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice. Y'all, they had mischarged him, but he didn't look at it until after he got back. Well, you know, that's a day late and a dollar short. anyway, y'all, you check your bills when they come in. And and y'all, I don't know if I'm just a strange one. Yes, Big Freddy, you are. Y'all, when I go to put the petroleum in the Ford Escape, I always try to end it on an even number. Now that's hard to do with the price of gas so high. But, you know, if it's within a couple of pennies, I can tell that I just missed it by a couple of pennies. But, y'all, and that way, if something is not evened out, you know, it just jumps off the page at me. And I go, oh. And so I give it a double evil eye. Yes, Big Fatty. And so that's just Big Fatty's money tip for today. Big Fatty, speaking of money tips, one moment, please. Y'all, speaking of money tips of the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, he sent me a picture, and he probably doesn't want me telling this, but you know, he knows damn good and well that that I'm gonna. Y'all, he sent me a picture of some new underpants he had, and y'all, he was. He told me that he was not even he was excited to get the underpants, but he was not fully excited, if that makes sense. Beh, Freddy, I think you're trying to get vulgar. But y'all, I said, well, perhaps additional pictures should be required. And y'all, they came in today, and needless to say, he was very excited to see those underpants. Y'all, there may have even been one without the underpants. Beh, Freddy. You know, we love the gay country boy. And y'all, speaking of that, you know, I didn't see his name on the Pride 48 list. I don't know if he's gonna come or not. You know, I hope so. I heard on that cordials and kerfuffles that Matt gave the gay country boy a call on the cellular telephonic device, and y'all, they just kind of sweet talked each other for about an hour on the phone or something like that. I don't know what all was going on. Y'all got in the mail today. Also, y'all, there's a check. You know, I don't get those very often, but y'all, there's a refund you know, you have to pay the what do you call those, the co-payments. That's what it's called. You have to pay the co-payments when you go see your doctor and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, evidently I had overpaid or something. I don't know how that happens, but you know, they sent me a check, so $25 going into the bank. So anyway, y'all, I know I've mentioned before now, but I'm gonna mention it again. Y'all, Thursday morning, y'all, I am flying to Miami. And I'll be there overnight Thursday night and then flying home Friday evening. But y'all, if any of you are going to be in the Miami area, just look for Big Fatty on the Grin Doctor. I'll be right there, and y'all will be near Biscayne Bay. Big Fatty, that sounds awfully highfalutin. Well, it probably is highfalutin, but anyway, it's just a quick trip down, a little coal mine business to got to take care of, and then I'm back. So there you have it. Big Fatty, that... Maybe while you're down there, someone will spot you down there at the South Beach. You know, that would be lovely. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that Mark and Calendar, y'all, he spotted Big Fatty in a classic horror movie, Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary Woodhouse receives a visit from a nosy neighbor and suspected devil worshiper, Fatty, what does that say, Castavet? Rosemary is justifiably hesitant to open the door, and y'all, it's you're peeking out the peephole, and y'all, that bit, oh, no, do not open that door, and y'all, then that toppy smelly, spotted, Big Fatty somewhere over Russia, y'all, and he looks like that giant meteorite, and he's, Big Fatty's heading towards the ground going, hi, and y'all, then that Peter G, along the same lines, he says, from the ashes of the Russian meteorite, a new Fatty springs to life, searching for the buffet. And y'all, it's Big Fatty's head in a big hole. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. Well, Poodle, now, if you want to see something vulgar, then the next two posts over there at Spot and Big Fatty, I got a little peek at them. They're all about Poodle. Big Fatty, can we go back today? No, we got to wait till tomorrow. Once a day, we go to Spot and Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll wait till tomorrow. At least you'll have some content. One moment, please. I reheated that, and it's a little warm right now. Big Fatty. Speaking of the Pride 48, y'all, I'm just going to start reminding you about it. Big Fatty, don't you need to play the music? Okay. Now, y'all, this coming Sunday, the 24th of February, y'all, it is the very first State of the Station. And, y'all, it's going to be at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. That's this coming Sunday, the 24th, y'all, and we hope you'll be over there at the chat room. At pride48.com, and we're just going to kind of update everybody on what's going on and what the plans are and everything. There may be some interesting information that is revealed at this time. I don't know yet. There are certain things that are being discussed that I don't know if they've been confirmed yet or not, but we will see what has been confirmed. But I believe it's going to be... the suits and the head skirt, y'all, because you know NASA is in charge of the fifth anniversarium of the Pride 48 this year, even though it'll just be the third time when the Las Vegas, but it is the fifth anniversarium of it all. So y'all, we will we'll have some news for you over there. And that'll be for attendees and non-attendees and for podcasters and for listeners. So, y'all, mark it on your mark and calendar. Big Fatty, now we know where you got that. I just had a little sip of... Oh, there's a meteorite again. Big Fatty, there you go. Y'all, evidently there's been more meteorites hitting the Earth. Y'all, it could be Kingdom Come. Big Fatty. But who knows? But y'all, you know, I got behind on the TV machine while I was gone. But y'all on Monday night, y'all, I did sit down and I watched the finale, this year's finale of the Downton Abbey. And y'all, I gotta tell you something. And I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything. I'll leave that completely up to that Termly Singleton. He likes to ruin it that way. But anyway, speaking of that, y'all, he is out there in the Las Vegas right now. I saw he was going to some buffet this evening for his supper. But y'all, what was I saying? Oh, the Downton Abbey. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It is so good. And I can't wait for the new season to start. Of course, I'll have to wait a year for it to start. But, y'all, I am telling you right now, it is fantastic. But I will also tell you this. The day the Dowager dies, y'all, it'll be the last time I watch that little show. That's all I got to say. Because, you know, y'all, the Dowager is she's the bomb. Bae, Dowager is the bomb. So there you go. Let's see, what else have I got? This is what I wanted to tell you. Since I'm going to be in the Miami on Thursday night and Friday, y'all, I'm going to pre-record the Friday. A little show. So complete transparency here. That's just the way it is. So if there's anybody having a celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend, y'all, evidently the assistant must just be laying around the house drunk, just drunk off his ass. Cause y'all hadn't heard from him in 2 weeks, about the celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I'm on a wing and a prayer. I'm freeballing it. Freddy, that's not the correct term. That's vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I've got a celebration tomorrow, but I don't have anything else. So y'all, if there's somebody out there who exited between Thursday and Sunday, please let Big Fatty know. And y'all, I hope I have some good gentleman caller reports for you from the Miami, somebody from the Babaloo Club or something, the Tropicana, you know, the Babaloo, you know, because that's where the Hispanics, that's where they hang out down there, you know. It's not, I understand they may have gangs down there too, but y'all, they're nothing. The gangs in Miami are nothing like the ones around LAX, y'all. If you ever fly into LAX, Just wear your Kevlar, because the gangs are everywhere, y'all. You get off the plane and you're going up through that tunnel up into the airport, and y'all, they just start shooting at the jetway, and baby, you're just being silly trying to fill up the end of this little show. Well, Poodle, you've nailed it on the head. You've caught me. I'm guilty. I'm as guilty as the driven snow. Big Freddy, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. So anyway, y'all, of course, later today I'll be going over to the Von Z's, because y'all ain't got a damn bit of food in the house, even though I'm going to be out of town for 2 days. But y'all, expect a coupon tomorrow. And I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a good coupon, but... y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard those kids over there from Stick It With A Poke, including Gavin, number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And Gavin, how would you describe the folks that are on your little show?
People that manipulate and control.
Okay, well, that sounds about right. Yes, Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.